and brethren dwell together in unity. I trust that you have experienced the warmth of the spirit up in here that tends to run from heart to heart, from breast to breast, massaging your hearts and your soul to warm. Not, you know, that was the ointment from the Holy Spirit, and I trust you've been massaged well with it here today as we have dwelled together in spirit and in truth and proclaiming that, oh my God, how great thou art. There's no limit to the greatness of God. Even in attacks, and doesn't he always bring you through because he's such a great God? And went to prepare a place for us, and you're headed on that upward way out on the hill to Mount Zion.
Yeah.
Simply because you have the assurance that the angels have signed your name, and you have been changed by the grace and the mercy of God, and God bringing the sunshine in your life on a cloudy day. And great God Almighty, now you tell me, has it not been good, and has it not been pleasant? I acknowledge the presence of everyone here, every church that is represented. I know that through my niece, Tamika Creighton, Morning Star, and Sister Shirley Strasberg, Morning Star is represented here in the house today. I know that my cousins Mary and Ann are here, and Philip Chapel is recognized in the house today. And I don't want to miss any churches up in here, but I've got some cousins back here that are representing God somewhere up in the house today. And I know that in my nephew, Mount Hebron is represented in the house up in here today. And I know that through Minister Boyce, God's House of Liberty is represented in the house today. And through my good friend Van and William and Dub and Minister Chambers, Friendship is represented here in the house today, and the Clayton's back there. Ann is representing somebody's God's house somewhere. Sister Virginia Gilliam is representing somebody's house, God's house somewhere. I'm just grateful that God is represented in this house today. God bless you. And now, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to shut up talking for one thing. That'll be the first thing I do, which is a rarity. I know it, honey. I tell you what we're going to do here. We're going to go back and pay tribute one more time, not the last time, but I'm going to ask you to join me, and we're going to proclaim that God is real in the memory of Sister Coco Messenger again today. I know, family, you don't mind, do you? I know that you can join in with me because it's a testimony. It's just something that you know that he's real, because somewhere down the line he touches you on the shoulder for one reason or another. Picks you up when your spirits are down, and you ever experienced that part where you just feel so low, and every now and then you don't really feel this, but you feel it here when he says that's enough. Have you not forgotten that when the sun was in your day, I was there? And I will not forsake you when the clouds are dark. Now you get up from there, and let's move on from here. God is real.